This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I'm your host, and I'm thrilled that you decided to join us today. On today's call, we're going to talk about a topic that we get a lot of questions on, and it's about getting your kids to eat better, using mealtime to create healthy habits and a healthy family. I've got a lot of information and some great tips and ways for you to get your family engaged. So make sure you grab a pen and paper so you can take your notes. This call is really going to be perfect for you if you'd like to take the mystery out and put the magic into mealtime. If you'd like to look forward to family mealtime instead of dreading it. If you'd like to use mealtime as a foundation for quality family time. Would you like to teach your family healthy eating habits that would last a lifetime? Would you like to make mealtime memories that everyone will remember for years to come? You know, a lot of things that people do as adults come from their memories of mealtime as a child. A lot of those habits. Think about the impact you can have. Would you like to be a role model for healthy eating that your whole family would want to imitate? Would you like to make healthy eating fit into your lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is? And would you like to ensure that your family minimizes the risk of weight and nutrition-related health issues? And lastly, would you like to create exciting, flavorful, inexpensive, and easy to prepare meals that your family will love? Now, like we've talked about before, I really encourage you to just be fully present when you're listening to this and don't say, I'll do it later, because we know we all get busy. We just don't have time to do it later. And make sure that you don't skip to the end thinking you know all the information and you're just going to go to the tips. Because there's some little nuggets that I'll be sharing that you'll be able to use that'll help it be more successful. And don't expect instant results. You hear that you need to stick with something for at least 21 days to get it to stick. So know that it's going to take a little bit of time. But if you do, I can guarantee you're going to love the results. And I can also guarantee that if you don't do anything, nothing's going to change. So don't focus on why it can't happen. Instead, choose to focus on the results that will last a lifetime and beyond. And if you think you don't have time for healthy eating, take a look at that response. You do have time, and we're going to share some tips that are going to make it fun and easy and get the whole family involved. You know, what I'm going to be sharing with you today will really help you eat healthier, and more important, you're going to get your whole family excited about making healthy choices every day. We hear from many parents who struggle with the daily stress of getting their family to eat better. They struggle with busy schedules, breaking bad habits, and overcoming the unhealthy messages from today's enjoy yourself and deal with the consequences later culture. Does that sound familiar to you? A few simple changes that you make today will completely transform your family's eating habits forever. We're going to give you a lot of ideas for getting the family to think differently about healthy eating and help you create more quality time along the way. Healthy eating doesn't have to mean boring, tasteless meals or expensive, all-natural, organic food. You and your family can eat healthy without giving up the foods they love. You know, one thing I can guarantee is if you don't do something differently, then your results are never going to change. I want to change the way you think about health and nutrition and set you on a road to getting different results. Often, when you come to a fork in the road, you have to make a choice. We encourage you to take the road that creates a healthy future for yourself and your family, changing unhealthy habits into ones that can create a legacy of health. This legacy is one of the greatest gifts you can give your family, a legacy that can be passed on for generations. You know, I want to start by talking about why nutrition seems so confusing. We live in a world of information overload. Studies show that when people are confronted with too much information or too many choices, they actually shut down and make no decision at all. The time and effort required to wade through all the information to figure it out can just be too daunting and too overwhelming. The truth is that information can be complicated, but you don't have to have a degree in nutrition science to make healthy choices for you and your family. If you focus on a few simple principles, you'll have everything you need to select healthy food at the market and in restaurants and create healthy meals at home that your family's going to love and put your family on a path to great health for generations. So you might ask, what do I really need to know? And I'm going to share a few things that you want to pay attention to, and it's really not that complicated. You know, some people devote their whole life to the study of nutrition and still don't know everything about it. For the rest of us, these five simple principles are a great place to start. The first one is calories in and calories out. First, gaining or losing weight is simply a matter of calories in and calories out. If you consume, and what I say mean by that is eat or drink more calories than you expend, which is what you use going through your day and exercising, you're going to gain weight. Likewise, if you consume fewer calories than you expend, you're going to lose weight. And I know this seems simple, but it really is at the core of what you're doing. For the purposes of weight management, it really doesn't matter what you eat or the type of exercise you do. This simple calories in, calories out exception holds true. You know, we do believe that it does matter what you eat, but just think about the core principle. Number two is eating a balanced and varied diet. Your body requires certain vitamins and nutrients for fuel. You can get most, if not all, of these by simply eating a balanced diet that includes a variety of healthy foods. In some cases, like if you're pregnant or when you're young and growing, or if you're sick and have certain illnesses, there might be more of a specific vitamin or nutrient you need. But these are exceptions. And I've got a great article on this topic that we'll post on our Facebook page, written by Harvard Health Publications. It's also important to limit fat, sugar, and salt. Although these provide essential nutrients, in today's culture, it's almost impossible to have too little fat or too little sugar in your diet. So, where possible, select foods that are lower in fat and without added sugar. The third one is fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. A balanced, healthy diet for most people should consist of foods in the proportions described by the USDA in its MyPlate model. About half of your calories should come from fresh fruits and vegetables, about a quarter from grains, and the rest from proteins. It's best to eat whole grains like brown rice, whole wheat pasta, or oatmeal instead of processed grains like white rice and white bread or potatoes. It's also best to get most of your protein from lean sources like lean meats, beans, and soy. Our fourth item is the less processed food you eat, the better. So try to include a little less processed food in your diet. As a rule of thumb, the less processed the food is, the better it is for you. For example, a hamburger is healthier for you than a hot dog. Sliced roast beef is healthier than processed bologna. And fresh grapes are healthier than grape juice or grape jam. This rule does have some exceptions, but it's a good rule to follow and an easy one to follow. And the fifth item is stay hydrated. Make sure you're drinking enough water each day. Water is really important for our body to function properly. It aids digestion, helps regulate the body temperature, helps keep you regular. It provides your organs with fluids that they need to function properly. Water is lost during the day through normal body functions, and it needs to be replenished. For adults, you should be drinking at least 65 to 80 ounces of water each day. And it's a rough guideline, but it's a great place to start. And if you exercise heavily, you may need more. A good rule of thumb is that if you're thirsty, you need to drink, because it's likely you're dehydrated. There's a lot more to nutrition, but these are some basic principles and guidelines for starting. You know, and for kids with water, make sure they're drinking enough that they're going to the bathroom every couple of hours. And if they're not, they probably need more. Give them a glass and keep it setting out, and they'll drink when they're thirsty. We need to take a short break. And when we come back, I want to talk about a different way to approach healthy eating, and I want to do it from a family point of view. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who's tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect, ideal clients to your door every day and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching their own course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot at www.createyouronlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createyouronlinecourse.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, and welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking about the topic of using mealtime to create healthy habits and a healthy family future. Before the break, I shared a great way to get started with 5 simple principles. The first one was calories in and calories out. The second was eating a balanced and varied diet. The third was eating more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins. The fourth was less processed food is better. And the fifth was stay hydrated. And before we talk about a way to approach healthy eating from a family point of view, I want to just talk for a minute about what is a healthy lifestyle. The goal should be to create a sustainable, healthy lifestyle for your family without giving up the food you love. And that doesn't mean that you have to eat 100% organic or 100% natural or 100% perfect. It just means being 100% informed. The good news is that any unhealthy or habits you'd like changed can be changed. Lifestyle choices are just that, choices we make out of habits each day by understanding why you eat what you do and how healthy foods can fuel your body. You can create whatever future you want for yourself and your family. So let me ask you, what lifestyle and healthy habits do you want to pass on to your children? When it comes to your current health, you know, it's easy to say it's genetic, that you don't have time, or that you've tried and nothing will work. So why bother? What we find is that our own internal stories create far more limitations than our actual daily actions. Before we can truly make a change, we need to commit to changing what we say and what we think in order to create a new map for a healthy future. So I want to talk a little bit about a different way to approach healthy eating, family style. You know, setting kids on a healthy path early in their life is the best way to prevent chronic long-term illness. Studies have shown that eating habits we develop as children are most likely to follow us throughout our entire lives. If we allow our children to develop unhealthy eating habits, like an addiction to high-fat or high-sugar foods, or a dislike to fresh fruits and vegetables, then they're likely to continue those habits into adulthood, which greatly increases the risk of chronic and debilitating issues later in life. Worse, they're likely to pass those same unhealthy habits on to their children, creating a cycle of poor health for generations to come. You may have heard me talk about healthy eating and the habits you make impacting six generations going forward. So the choices you make will impact your children and their grandchildren and their children and impact six generations going forward. So think about that in the choices that you're making. Think about what it would mean to you and your family if you could take steps now to ensure a healthier future. So you might ask, where do you start? This quote by James Baldwin says it all. Children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they have never failed to imitate them. Think about that. Your kids don't listen, but they don't miss what you do. As parents and grandparents and adult role models, we must lead by being those agents of change, modeling the behaviors that we want our children to see and follow. We're in an excellent position to lead by example. It's time for each of us to provide our family with the knowledge, skills, and tools to ensure a healthy future and one that you envisioned for them when they were born. You know, most people frame healthy eating as something they have to do, not something they want to do. There's a big difference between having to do something and wanting to do something. They see being overweight or overfat as something bad that must be corrected by dieting. Think about it. How can you hope to be successful if you frame the issue as something negative that you have to do? How exciting would your hobby be if you told yourself every day that you had to do it? No matter how hard you tried, it'd be hard to produce successful results. Instead, Frame healthy eating as an opportunity for self-improvement. A healthy diet is something that makes us stronger, gives us more energy, more mental focus, and most importantly, helps us build a healthy family and a healthy future for all of us. So you might ask, how do I get started? You probably heard me say before that we don't believe there are any superheroes or archvillains when it comes to food. Of course, there are healthier foods and there are less healthier foods, but in moderation, you shouldn't fear any food. Instead, you should learn to use a variety of foods to build a strong, healthy body. All you need to do is make healthier choices most of the time and start by making them one at a time. We follow the 90-10 rule. It works like this. Make good food choices 90% of the time and give yourself permission to indulge from time to time. In moderation, of course. You can do this by the meal, by the day, by the week. This makes it easy to stay focused on results, because you don't have to be perfect, and it gives you the flexibility to develop healthy eating habits that best fit your schedule and your lifestyle. The key to success is both believing in and owning your choices about what you eat. When you do that, it'll change the way you think about eating, which will lead to healthier results. We believe that your ultimate health will be determined by what you do 90% of the time, not by the small deviations or indulgences you make. If you feel like you can't have something you want, then you constantly think about it and feel guilty when you do indulge, and that's not a recipe for long-term success. Think about it. If someone tells you you can't have chocolate, what's the first and only thing you think about? It's chocolate. And you think about it until you finally give in and indulge and have it. And then you feel guilty and you just keep that cycle going over and over. And you think, what's the use? I can't eat healthy. So take a couple bites. Enjoy it. Really taste it. Really savor the flavor. And then move on. Albert Einstein once said, one definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over, but expect different results. Really think about that and reflect on what you really want. Educating yourself, putting a plan in place, and then taking inspired action, that can make a huge difference for your family and for your health. Remember, healthy choices that you make every day can transform your family for a lifetime. You know, before we go to break, I want to just talk for a minute about a 21-day healthy challenge. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some tips and ideas of how you can implement this. So here's our challenge to you. We challenge you and your family to create a healthy, fabulous future by completing the activities that I'm going to share after the break over the next 3 weeks. They're not hard. In fact, we think you'll find them a lot of fun. And then the same time next month, you and your family will be well on your way to a fabulous future and a much healthier one. Each activity builds on the one before it, so we recommend that you do them in order. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to share some great exercises and activities that you can do as a family to get your family involved in healthier eating and making healthier choices. This is Janelle McCauley, and this is Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. This is Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking about how to get your kids to eat better and using mealtime to create healthy habits. Before the break, I started to share that we're going to be talking about a 21-day challenge where we challenge you and your family to create a healthy future. And what I'm going to do is share 10 activities that you can do over the next 21 days together with your family to start getting on that healthy track. At the end of that time, you're going to be on a great road to eating healthier and getting your family involved, which is so important. At the end of each activity, we really encourage you to take a few minutes with your family and just review how the day went, and talk about what they enjoyed and really start changing the conversation that you're having. So you might ask, how do I get started? What we encourage you to do is really look at these activities as family activities, emphasizing the family fun factor and its benefits. And the benefits are getting everyone in your family to think differently about healthy eating. And make it clear that healthy eating doesn't have to be complicated or boring. Give your family an opportunity to start talking and learning about eating, nutrition, and healthy choices. And make sure they're part of making mealtime choices and even shopping. The more they do, the more they're going to be excited about trying new foods and really take part in what's going on. So the first activity is schedule dinner time as a family. And you may say, I do that already. But listen carefully, because you might hear a few things that you're not doing, or some few things that you can add to what you're already doing. And family dinner time is when the whole family sits down and eats together without TV, without electronics, without interruptions, and where they're communicating and the connection comes naturally. So the activity is sitting down as a family and deciding what time works best for all of you. Because sometimes people are going in different directions, so make sure it's a time that everyone agrees on. Look at the family calendar and decide what days of the week you're going to sit down and eat together. Try to do it at least 3 days a week to begin with. More than that is wonderful, but do it at least 3 times. And set an expectation that everyone will be there at the scheduled time and get everyone's agreement that they'll honor the family decision. The benefits of doing that, it helps the whole family focus on healthy eating. When the kids are asking for snacks, you can tell them how long it'll be till dinner. It also helps knowing when you have to start cooking. And it helps everyone make plans around the scheduled dinner time. And lastly, it makes dinner time a time to look forward to and a time for the family to connect at the end of a busy day, because we're always going in a lot of directions. So you'll know you'll have a time to talk and share what's going on. The second activity is plan meals as a family. Planning meals together helps everyone feel like an important part of the family, and it engages everyone in healthy eating. The activity is, as a family, sit down and plan meals for the whole week. Let every family member pick one meal or plan it together. You choose. To get started, it's fun to use grocery ads, magazines, cookbooks with pictures, or the internet to find foods that look tasty. Or find your favorite foods and let the kids search that food out and find different ways to make it. For each meal, plan both a main dish and a vegetable side dish. The benefit is it makes grocery shopping much quicker and easier. It helps start the conversations about favorite foods and exposes family members to new options. We've had great conversations around why is that your favorite food with the grandkids, so it's a great conversation starter. It also breaks the family out of a mealtime rut. How many times have you thought, we eat this all the time? So this will give you some new and fresh ideas. And it also helps answer the question of, Mom, what's for dinner? It makes it really easy for you to tell them, and they can even look it up. The next activity is take the whole family grocery shopping. And you might say, I don't want to do that. But you know, it's really important to get everyone to see where their meals come from and to start seeing the raw ingredients. There's a lot of fun ways you can get your kids involved. So the activity is have every member put together a shopping list for their day that they planned. Now, you may have to help the kids if they're younger, but it's a great way for kids to practice their writing, to learn what goes into a meal, to look at the ingredients. It's a great way to get the kids involved. Have the family members be on the lookout for the particular items on their list. And if there are two or more choices for a particular item, for example, pasta, let the person who planned the meal make the decision, but have a conversation about what's different about the choices. Now, be patient. Sometimes it can be a little chaotic, especially the first time, but it'll get easier as everyone gets into the rhythm and you'll really have a fun activity. It's a lot better than sitting in front of the television set or sitting in front of a screen, and they're learning. And it's great quality time together. So that's one of the first benefits, is the quality time that you're going to spend together as a family. It also teaches everyone how the grocery store's organized. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. It also helps begin the conversation about how to make healthy choices and about healthy or healthier versus unhealthy options. And it introduces family members to new foods just by pointing them out and discussing them, even if you don't buy it. The next activity is cook together as a family. It's important for everyone to have basic cooking knowledge and skills so they can be independent as adults. Now, your kids may not be old enough to do that yet, but there are certain things that they can help with. So the activity is read for tonight's recipe and have the kids get the ingredients out. Have younger kids help by washing fruits and vegetables or measuring ingredients. Have older kids help prepare and mix the ingredients. And if your kids are old enough, teach them how to read a recipe and then chop, mix, and cook. It's a great way to get all the kids involved. The benefits of cooking together as a family are that it introduces the family to foods in their natural state. It helps develop reading, math, and thinking skills. It creates a natural setting for asking questions and learning about new and different foods. It provides great quality one-on-one time for parent-child conversations. And we know those are the times when the kids share those things that really come from the heart and just come out naturally. They're not forced. And it makes the acceptance of new foods much easier when the family's involved in the preparation. Did you know that kids are much more likely to try foods that they shopped for and that they prepared? If they make the choice, they're going to try it. The next activity is eat more fruits and vegetables. Fresh fruits and vegetables contain vitamins and nutrients and fiber that's so important for healthy growth and a healthy life. For this activity, when grocery shopping, challenge your kids to look for fruits and vegetables in different colors. Find at least one new fruit or vegetable to try each week. Make sure that each dinner includes at least one vegetable, and no, French fries don't count. Find at least one fruit or vegetable that your kids haven't previously liked, and find a different way to cook it or add it to a new recipe. And instead of simply steaming or sautéing vegetables, try adding some fresh herbs, toasted nuts or seeds, and a splash of lemon or grated lemon or orange peel to enhance the flavor. You know, another fun thing you can do is do a color chart if your kids are young and ask them to find a fruit or vegetable in each of the color families and write it down and make sure that you get all of the different colors. The benefits of eating more fruits and vegetables are that they increase the variety of foods in your family's diet. They provide added vitamins, nutrients, and fiber. It introduces new foods or old foods cooked in a new way. And often, you know, it's not the food someone dislikes, it's the way it's prepared or the texture. And it provides a natural way to talk about new and different foods. So we're going to take our final break, and when we come back, I'm going to share the remaining tips for you. This is Janelle McCauley at Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who's tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect, ideal clients to your door every day and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching their own course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot at www.createyouronlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createyouronlinecourse.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, and welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking about creating healthy habits as a family and making mealtime fun. Before the break, I shared the first of five activities in our 21-day challenge, and I'll talk more about that at the very end. The first one was schedule dinner time as a family. Two was plan meals as a family. Three was take the whole family grocery shopping. Four was cook together as a family. And five was eat more fruits and vegetables. Six is teach your family to read food package labels. And in this one, in order to eat healthy, you have to have some knowledge of what you're eating, and reading food labels is essential to making healthy choices each day. The activity is, as a family, learn how to read food labels. And two great websites to do that are nourishinteractive.com, that's great for kids, and the FDA.gov website. And we'll put those on our website for you. Take the foods in one kitchen cupboard and read all the labels as a family. It's a great way to learn how to read labels. Identify the healthiest foods and rearrange the cupboard so that all the healthier items, the ones you eat 90% of the time, remember we talked about that, are together at shoulder or arm length so it makes it really convenient to grab. Put the not-so-healthy foods, the ones that you should only eat 10% of the time, together, either down low or preferably up high so the kids can't reach them. The benefits of doing this is you teach family members about the nutritional value of various foods. It raises awareness of which foods are healthier and what to consider when making food choices. It also teaches reading, math, and critical thinking skills, which is great for the kids. And it helps you clean out the cupboards and create dinner ideas by discovering foods that you already have but forgot about. Activity number seven is eating healthy snacks. We know snacks are important for a healthy diet, but unhealthy snacks can result in consuming far too many empty calories. So the activity is plan at least one healthy snack for the morning and one for the afternoon each day. Fresh fruit, veggies, nuts, or whole grain cereal are some great choices to start with. Prepare individual servings of that snack for foods that won't spoil. You can prepare them ahead of time. For fresh fruit or veggies, you can prepare them the night before. Cut them up or put them right in front of the refrigerator. When you or your family say they're hungry between mealtimes, offer them one of the healthy choices. And if they say they want a cookie, they probably aren't hungry. They're probably bored. The benefits of doing this is it increases the amount of fruits and vegetables in your family's diet. It provides the added vitamins, nutrients, and fiber. It helps reduce the empty calories, since many healthy snacks contain fewer calories than normal, unhealthy, or what you call junk food snacks. Having items readily available makes it a really easy option, and it helps build healthy snacking habits. Activity number eight, think about how you feel before you eat. And that's because eating when you're hungry or eating because you're bored are two different things, and it's really important to learn how to tell the difference. The activity is have each family member make a list of at least 10 things that they can do when they're bored. You may have to help the younger kids, but it's fun to do. When a family member says they're hungry, ask them, how do you know you're hungry? And I encourage you to ask yourself the same question when you think you're hungry too. If they're just bored, have them complete one of the items on their list. Ask them to wait 20 minutes. It's long enough to see and pass the boredom test. If they persist, give them a glass of water or something to drink. Remember, healthier choices, not sugary soda or fruit juice. The benefits are that it teaches you the difference between real hunger and perceived hunger. It reduces the amount of unhealthy snacking between meals. can also reduce the total calories consumed by reducing boredom-driven eating. And it helps family members get in touch with how their body is feeling and what drives their eating decisions, no matter what your age. Activity number 9, learn to savor the flavor of foods. I love this one. It's really all about learning that the first 3 to 5 bites of any food are the most flavorful. After that, most of the people's taste buds begin to dull to the taste of that food. When you really pay attention to that, it'll make sure that when you're eating, you're really enjoying every bite. So the activity for this one is at the next family meal, select a food item and then have each person put down their fork or spoon between each bite and focus on the flavor. Have each person use one word to describe what they taste. Is it salty, sweet, rich, soft, tangy, smooth? You can think of all sorts of words. And compare the descriptions, then try another food and do the same thing. Have each person continue to eat the food items and ask them to be aware of when they seem to lose their flavor. Ask each person if they think the food they're tasting is generally healthy or less healthy and why. And lastly, make a mental note of the healthy foods that people like and plan additional meals using those items. The benefits of this activity is that it teaches family members to enjoy the experience of eating. It helps develop a taste for food flavors and a liking for foods with good flavor. And it slows the consumption, allowing your body to feel full and resulting in less calories eaten and eating more healthfully. And the final activity is pay attention to portion size. Portion sizes have increased over the last 30 years. Many sodas are now in cups that are actually larger than the human stomach. Think about that one the next time you pick one of those supersized drinks. This activity is about and helping you determine the recommended serving size for each item on your family's menu. And you can use the My Plate recommended serving sizes and what you learned from learning how to read food labels to determine serving sizes. Assemble each person's plate in the kitchen using the recommended serving size and then serve it just like you would at a restaurant, but not restaurant-sized portions. After each person has finished their first helping, go around the table and talk about whether or not the recommended serving was enough or too much for each person. Talk about the things you learned as a family during the past few weeks. After 15 minutes of conversation, or more if you're getting really into the conversation, ask if anyone would like seconds, and if they would, serve them appropriately. The benefits of this activity are creating an awareness of what a recommended serving size is. It's a great opportunity to experience what satisfied feels like. The mind can take up to 15 minutes to realize that the stomach is full. And it reinforces all of the things you've learned during the family challenge. And then to celebrate when you finish the challenge, it's really important to celebrate what you've accomplished and celebrate your successes because you've accomplished a lot. And remember I told you this was designed as a 21-day challenge for you to add one new exercise or activity every other day. But if it works better for your family, remember we talked about doing what works well for you. Do one a week. The key is do them. Build on each other and create those healthy habits. So you're going to have 10 new healthy habits, and then you're going to celebrate the success of creating a healthy family future for your family. What you can do for that is plan a family outing, followed by a healthy family meal. It doesn't have to be fancy, just maybe a picnic in the park, or visit a museum and then barbecue in the backyard. Whatever you choose, make it a fun family experience. And while you enjoy your meal, really reflect on what you've learned. Have each family member share their biggest physical change that they see in themselves during this challenge. Talk about ways you could incorporate what you learned into your normal family routine And as a family, commit to learning more about nutrition and continuing to eat healthy. The benefits of doing this is, first of all, the recognition of a job well done, acknowledging of everyone's role in a family eating healthy, and commit to continue learning about health and nutrition. And the most important thing is the excitement about creating a family healthy lifestyle that fits you and your family. So I hope you've enjoyed these 10 activities and you've learned how you can incorporate them into your family, whether it's a 21-day challenge or a 10-week challenge. It's all about doing what works for you. I'd like to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and click on our Facebook link and be part of the conversation. We'll be sharing more about these 10 tips and how you can get your family involved in healthy eating. I'd also like to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewell.com and learn about our Eat Great Live Well personalized wellness program if you'd like more support in getting healthy and creating that healthy family future for you and your family. So remember, even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. And be sure to share what you've loved about today's conversation and share which one of these is your favorite tip and let us know how you implemented it and the benefits you found with this activity in your family. Have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.